Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Going up.
I had to go in my bag for doing. Yeah. I just might fuck up a bag for doing. Hey. I just might go up a class with doing. Oh, look no. At my haters, they mad at doing. Okay. Got these little hoes going bad for doing. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for doing, but I'm always switching my swag, I'm different.
I had to go in my bag for doing. Yeah. I just might fuck up a bag for doing. Hey. I just might go up a class with doing. Oh, look no. At my haters, they mad at doing. Got these little hoes going bad for doing. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for doing, but I'm always switching my swag, I'm gifted. Hold up, roll up. I'm tryna smoke on some gas to do one. Might go in the stab by doing. Only get one life, ain't playing with doing. Put two in your ass by doing. Make sure that bag official. I'm bad with issues. Bad manners with no bad intentions. Just came to take over, then ask permission. Look, I had that Benz until last December. Then I had to switch and I jagged the emblem. I hit that work in my ass, remember? I had to post in the trap to get it. I had to get it from rags to riches. From bad conditions to going bad with the baddest bitches. Going past in the fastest whips and I'm blowing cash like ain't having
I had to go in my bag for doing. I just might fuck up a bag for doing. I just might go up a class with doing. Look at my haters, they mad at doing. Got these little hoes going bad for doing. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for doing, but I'm always switching my swag, I'm different.
I had to go in my bag for doing. I just might fuck up a bag for doing. I just might go up a class with doing.
Look at my haters, they mad at doing.
Got these little hoes going bad for doing. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for doing, but I'm always switching my swag, I'm gifted.
Hold up, slow up. Might pull up a four other acts and deal one. Might go up a clan with them one. I'm already levels ahead. I might double back on niggas. Might hold a class for niggas. Don't get out of line. I up the strap on niggas. Sticks tough, not a jigs up. Peep-pie, I scramble niggas. Don't wanna gamble with them. Your chances are better surviving the aneurysm. They have a can of pissing. Now he's out the can to protect the grandsons with him. She say she fucking with them one. She just might bust into them one. Might leave a hubby for them one. Me and my safe, we had discussions and he say he fucked up cause
I had to go in my bag for them one. Yeah. I just might fuck up a bag for them one. Hey. I just might go up a clap with them one. Look at my haters, they mad at them one. Got these little hoes going bad for them one. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for them one, but I'm always switching my swag, I'm different.
I had to go in my bag for doing. I just might fuck up a bag for doing. I just might go up a clan with doing. Look at my haters, they mad at doing. Got these little hoes going bad for doing. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for doing, but I'm always switching my swag, I'm gifted.
I had to go in my bag for doing. I just might fuck up a bag for doing. I just might go up a clan with doing.
Look at my haters, they mad at doing.
Got these little hoes going bad for doing. Niggas go broke, I do bad, it's different. Thought about switching my swag for doing, but I'm always switching my swag. I'm gifted, I'm gifted, I'm gifted.
Of the take a time, just relax your mind and take it easy. Don't have to decide. You do ya. Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy.
Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. 'Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense since you've been out the door, but it's the only way I hear voice anymore. It's ridiculous. It's been months. For some reason I just can't get over us. And I'm stronger than this. Enough is enough. No more walking around, my head down. I'm sober being blue, crying over you. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of you. So done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio? Such young love, but we knew that it was frozen in my head. Pictures I'm living through now, trying to remember all the good times. Our love was cutting through so loud. Memories are playing in my dumb mind. I hate this part, hate it part.
Okay, Common is good. You sitting back relaxing.
Okay.
Got a Heineken right here. I'm good.
Okay.
Careful.
Anton might be ghost. He might be listening on Vamp. But he is in the building, y'all. He is listening. And well, I guess Donald Trump been impeached for a second time. It seems like every time we meet, we end up talking about Donald Trump and some other kind of shenanigan he done got himself into.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody
crazy
loves
man.
The thing that went on at the Capitol building and Playground. We haven't got a chance to really talk to you since all of this stuff is going on. So what are your thoughts about what happened at the Capitol building?
Me personally, I feel like if you're a man enough to create chaos, I feel like you should be man enough to back it up and say, okay, this is what I created, and let me create a solution to the problem. Donald Trump does a lot of throwing rocks and hide his hand, from the stand back and stand down, you know, from the Proud Boys to him not even liking his vice president because of the voting situation, and you know, he felt like it should have been overturned, and then but he made the statement, well, you know, if it's not this way, then I don't think I'm going to like Pence, you know, as well as I used to like him. And then all of a sudden now we stormed the Capitol buildings, and now you say it's not your problem, it's not your fault. And once they impeach you, they put the motion to impeach you in, now you come back and say, well, that wasn't my plan. My plan is to be peaceful in whatever we do. But it's too late now to have peace when you have created all this chaos and this hatred. Mm-hmm. And you have allowed the people to not only have they been bottled up, you know, the feelings that they feel towards other people in the world, and not only just white against black, because there's a lot of white people that don't like white people also just because they didn't vote for Trump. So now you have created chaos, and it's not your problem. And I think that's a big problem, and you are the head of the world at this moment.
Yeah, we just we talked on Total Blackness, and we just did a whole, like, shame on you segment on the Capitol building, because to me it was like watching a theatrical stage play. Because I just know that America ain't flipping like that. You know, this came from, this was some type of order or something that came from somewhere, because ain't nowhere in the world civilians in regular clothes took that place like that without some help,
right.
Some real help. So, you know, it's just my personal thoughts on it. And the impeachment has taken place. They've been meeting all day today on it. And I don't know. They're trying to stop him from being able to ever take a government office again. Is the reason for the push of the impeachment, because people have been saying, well, why you want to impeach him now? You know, he only got, you know, umpteen amount of days left or whatever. But this is so to make sure that he doesn't get a chance to run again, and he doesn't get the chance to do this again. And I have a little bit of piece of something that I want to play for you guys, and we're going to come back and chit-chat about it.
According to NBCNews.com, the House impeached President Donald Trump on Wednesday for a second time, charging him with the incitement of insurrection for his role in the violent riot by a troll-prompt mob in the U.S. Capitol that left 5 people dead and terrorized lawmakers as they sought to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The vote to impeach passed the Democratic-controlled House by 232 to 197, with 10 Republicans voting against Trump.
Okay, so 10 Republicans went against Trump and did not agree with what happened. Somebody is on speakerphone. Could you please mute your phone if you're not talking? We got feedback going on. Okay, it's just a mess. It's a mess. And so I hope that he leaves peacefully. The FBI has been sending out warnings for all to be on alert for them being armed and being at all 50 of the Capitol building. So I want to get you guys' thoughts on the presence at the Capitol building and your thoughts on the National Guard is camping out right now in the Capitol building, sleeping on damn near top of each other in there to make sure that those officials are safe and secure. And how did he get to this? Is this great? Is this the great America that he spoke of at the beginning of all of this? Like, I'm trying to find the great. I have never seen the National Guard camped out inside of a government building sleeping because of the threat that is coming in to the office of to the officials that's running the country by a certain demographic demographic of people. I've never seen that. I've never seen anything like this. So I just want to give you guys thoughts on it. We'll start with Common tonight. What are your thoughts on all of this mess?
Stuff is crazy. This is crazy. I hope this impeachment, this second impeachment, I hope this kicks him out of politics forever. But that doesn't change the power that he got over the other 72 million people that voted for him. So he's still going to be dangerous. He's still going to talk crazy. He's still going to talk that stuff about they took my election. I was winning by a landslide. No, sir, you wasn't winning by a landslide. You lost. Been proven four times over that you lost. They did everything they could. Now, this thing about the National Guard, well, they on precaution now. They taking no chances. You're not going to do the same thing you did last week. They're not going to let it go. I think it's a situation that's very volatile right now. And it's very dangerous. You know, I did something this afternoon. I went and looked for ammunition. There's no ammunition in America right now. White people done bought it all up. People ain't saying about that, talking about that. But you go online, try to get ammunition for your guns, white people done bought it up. So this is going to get crazy. How crazy? I don't know. I guess that's up to Donald Trump. He calling all the shots, it seemed like. So it's up to Donald Trump. But it's crazy. And that speech he gave about, I didn't think about America. I didn't want all this violence and peace. Man, stop reading that setup speech somebody wrote for you. Come with your heart. If you felt like that, your speech from your heart should have been all you had to say. But speech from your heart would have been totally different from what you were saying. So it's just crazy. It's scary to a certain degree, but it's crazy. I never seen nothing like this.
Yeah, it is. It is really, really nuts. Okay. I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Anton, are you here? Okay, I don't think he's on the line. I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe he's in a class or something. But anyway, Playground, what are your thoughts on the National Guard having to camp out at the Capitol building in fear of the next move of this shenanigan that's going on right now?
Yeah, Let's just say I have a problem with one of you guys. And I tell one of you guys, okay, well, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to you. You take that to the court system. They call that a terroristic threat. They give me 10 to 21 years for just saying what I'm capable of doing to one of you guys. You got people that have stormed the Capitol. Okay, they finding them. They're arresting, here and there. But when you get down to the bone of the situation, kill the head, the body die. You know, stop it before it starts. Those that are saying what they're gonna do, you lock them up. If you have a person that get on social media and say something crazy about in any president, they're gonna be at your door knocking. The CIA or the FBI, whoever it is, will be at your door knocking. I've seen a guy go to jail because he put something on social media about a president, or killing a president, or doing something to a president when Obama was in office. So you already know what's going on. You already know the plans. So if you know that, then it can be stopped before it get out of hand. Well, it's already out of hand, and it's out of hand because it was allowed by the president. So if you can't stop them, then stop him. If he get jail time, for something that he created, then maybe everybody else will settle down.
Mm-hmm.
It probably won't never happen again.
Exactly.
Probably never happen again.
Not if he get
but
what
he
not if he get what a person like you or I would get for committing a crime like this. I mean, no question that we would get the full extent of the law if we pulled a stunt like that and pulled up a whole caper like that. You know, we wouldn't even, they wouldn't even think about letting us go. I mean, it wouldn't even be an option.
People got to realize something, too. When you're on that social media, you got to watch what you say all the time because they monitor that. They look for specific words you saying so they can focus in on you. So you got to watch what you're saying. Because they
monitor
they picking
everything.
Words.
They monitor
they
picking your social media. They monitor your phone.
They're picking words out the air. When you say something dangerous in the air, it goes to them. It goes immediately to them. They can hear what you're saying. Because they're monitoring all that crazy stuff. But this stuff's been going on since 9/11 about them monitoring everything. But people got to realize something. You can't say anything. You can't even do anything on social media because you have Secret Service that you're doing a heartbeat.
But see, the thing about it now is that they got somebody that backing them up. But see, because I can say, if I'm a Trump supporter, I can say what I want to say if it's the right thing to say, and then he will give me a pass and say, okay, well, we're not going to bother him. We're not going to lock him up. We're not going to do anything to him because he's one of my supporters. That's why I say if you kill the head, the body dies. So if I eliminate the problem is Donald Trump. If I eliminate that problem, then everything else will cease. But as long as you got somebody that can back up everything that you say, whether it's right or wrong, as long as you got somebody that say, okay, as long as he is my supporter, then we're gonna give him his rights back. We're gonna not worry about what he say. You know, if he storm the Capitol, if he kills somebody, you gotta think about this. If us three is in a car and we go out and we commit a crime, and one of us kills somebody, and the other two had nothing to do with it, then we all would go to jail for murder because us three was together.
We all get that time. Yeah,
okay, so let me show you this. You got five people that have died behind something that you created. So why aren't you in jail for murder because of those five people that died that stormed the White House or the officers or whoever it was? You had five people that died in front of your watch. So why aren't you in jail for murder?
You got blood on the house hand. That's what you got.
And that's
exactly.
Supposed to be somewhere
sacred.
That's supposed to be
a
sacred place.
It's shameful. It is shameful. And if they sit, that I think they know that if they don't do something about this, nobody's gonna respect them as a government. Nobody's gonna do nothing they say. Listen to shit they say, and it's going to be bad. Like, it's going to be really bad. So something has to be done, but it should have been done before now. You all should have never let that man run this country from Twitter. Twitter should never have been a place for him to establish shit that's going on with the White House and shit that's going on with America. That is not the place to discuss that. If your followers want to know what's going on like that, then they need to be at those meetings. Then they need to be on those lives or whatever they can attend, but not through social media where everybody is watching.
Yeah, I agree.
It should have been cut off. And shame on y'all for not doing it because you would do it to us. You would do it to us. And he is a user. Just like we are, he signed the same damn agreement that we signed, and he's not abiding by it, and y'all not making it until now. Well, too little, too late.
Well, being that I live in the New York area, New York is waiting for him to get out of office because they're going to charge him with them taxes, them tax problems he has. They waiting on that. They just waiting for him to get out of office.
Too?
But New York is waiting for that.
About this PGA tour thing, like he is through the roof mad about that shit. Because they're not going to hold their thing there next year. So he's hot with that too.
Because they took money. If you hit a guy in the pocket, hit him where it hurts. Yeah, exactly. Then you right. He gonna be pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but my thing is with the taxes, you got enough money to write a check for what you owe. Why don't you just write the check for what you owe and leave it alone?
Because
if it's $400 million, if it's whatever it is, you know, I mean, you supposed to be a billionaire. So write your check and move on about your business. But he
rich
played it like it's a printer.
I'm just saying, rich people are greedy, and they don't have enough money. And they never can have enough money.
No more. Like, he got so many IOUs out right now. Like, banks won't even take up. You know how some banks be like, oh, I will take up that loan, and we'll do this. That everybody's like, so we not fucking with that man, period. Nope, we don't want to deal with him and his money and all of that. Because it's always game, and he always find out how to screw whoever has helped him in whatever endeavor he decided to take off into. And the people that went and started the Capitol building, he talked about y'all so bad. I wouldn't even turn on the channel where he owned it. He said y'all look no class. He said, y'all didn't even look like the kind of people that should have been out there supporting him. And if you're still walking around following and supporting him, then you need to set yourself up for a mental appointment, because something up there is not clicking. It's not clicking.
Hmm.
If somebody tells me,
sometimes you can go too far.
Why would I still follow behind him? If they tell me to my face, I do not like you. I can't stand the ground you walk on. You look dirty. You look nasty. You shouldn't be following a person like me. If you continue to follow me, then that's on you. Because I already told you I don't like you, and I don't give a damn about you following me. So whatever happens to you in the process, that's on you. So continue to be followers and sheep and be stupid, because it's going to leave you either dead or in jail for a very long time, or maybe in a situation that you don't want to be in. I mean, just y'all need to start waking up and use some common knowledge, some common sense, because apparently the sound of his voice is triggering you in some type of way. So maybe you don't need to listen to it no more. Find something, watch Nickelodeon or something. Watch something laid back. You know, I don't know, y'all. It's just crazy.
They need to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Lucifer.
Yeah, probably would have. But it's just crazy. It's a situation whereas this country now looks very weak, looks very confused, don't look like it's strong, don't know where they're going. You got North Korea, they watching, they building their nuclear arsenal now. You got Russia, they've been waiting for opportunity. They had spies in here for about a year and a half now. You got so many people that wants to tear this country down because we were supposed to be living as a democracy. But now Donald Trump turned that into a dictatorship. He's a modern day Hitler to me. He just ain't talked that genocide shit yet. But he's a modern day Hitler to me.
Well,
y'all, we
can't
put it all on Trump, but I want the representatives to take responsibility for some of this stuff too, because y'all sat back there and let that man break deals and treaties and things that y'all had signed and agreed to on behalf of us. Y'all sit up there and let that man go back and erase all of that and then do nothing about it. And so
they were scared.
They upset with y'all because y'all broke the treaty. You broke the agreement that y'all had. You reneged on the agreement, and believe it or not, everybody ain't like America, and they hold you to your word. Like, your word is your bond. So when you break that, then you done messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's not as laid back as America. Like, if you lie all the way, you just lie. Because lie is not even in the dictionary for some people. You know, certain words is not even, I ain't not going to say lie, but some words is not even, like, probably or maybe and shit like that. That's not in the dictionary in certain countries, because either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. It's not a probably or maybe in there, period. It's either yes or no, you're going to do it. So, you know, it's just stuff like that. You know.
You got to understand too. A lot of these people saw what was going on. Okay, I got a family to take care of. I got a family to feed, and certain things. If I wiggle my butt, they call me rebellious. Okay, and Trump didn't give a damn about firing anybody. He don't care about nobody. So a lot of stuff was put past. Was swept under the rug or looked over because a lot of people wanted to keep their job. Because he didn't mind firing you. If you don't do what I say,
that's true.
It's not like this right here, I'm going to get rid of you. And then you got to think about the people that it's hard to get a job once you get fired out of the White House, because you ain't going to find a job that pay you. You know what I'm saying? You got a lifestyle now, so you ain't going to find a job that will take care of your lifestyle. So a lot of people want to keep their lifestyle. So, hey, whatever he do, you know, I might not be for it, but I'm for my job. So that's what they – and you really can't call them a sellout, because they're trying to do the best interest for their family. But on the other hand, you know, who winning? Because somebody family going to lose out. If I do all this, right. Go ahead, Tom.
I can understand all that. But most of y'all that comes into the political environment, a lot of y'all are lawyers anyway. So if he fired you, you can always have a job. But the thing is, you're following a man that don't care about nothing, and you worrying about being fired. Don't worry about being fired. You took an oath. When you got into that office, you took an oath for a constitution to protect this United States of America, as they say, until you die with everything that's in you. With everything that's in you.
Yeah, well.
So
they ain't
you,
like us, though.
I guess not, because when you gave that promise and then you backtrack on it because this man said he's going to fire you, something wrong.
Yeah, they
I
ain't like us. You know,
talk about firing me all the time.
But you know what our motto? Our motto is, "Hey, I was looking for a job when I got here, so I can be looking for one when I leave." That's our motto.
Absolutely.
But when you get to a certain level, when you get up there, man, and you making $150,000 to $200,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? They like, oh. Okay, I can be a lawyer, but it ain't guaranteed that I'm gonna make. I might make $70,000 to $100,000. You see what I'm saying? But
yeah.
But if I stay right here, you know, I can make these $200,000 a year. So I'm like, you know,
yeah.
Ooh,
but what
ooh.
About the people in making that $200,000?
They don't care about the people, baby.
Working on behalf of the people, you're not.
They don't care about that. You see that
they
now? The people,
that.
The people don't care about the people. If the people don't care about the people, you know they don't care.
Right. I absolutely know they don't care. But at the same time, what I'm saying is, this is why we need change. This is why we need to put people in there who care. Because at the end of the day, we are the working Americans. We are the one to keep the wheel rolling. You know what I'm saying? So how is it that, okay, if you keep giving the money to the rich, you keep giving the money to the rich and the poor that can't provide and can't make it, how the hell do they think to maintain their richness? Like, I don't understand that. It makes no sense to me. So So that's why I believe it has to be something bigger than this, because that part makes no sense. If you delete everybody, if you kill everybody with whatever this shit is that's out here right now, how you going, what you going to do? You going to be rich by yourself? You going to be here by yourself with your richness? I'm like, I don't understand.
Ooh, that sounds like The Walking Dead for real.
I'm just saying, like, what is the purpose behind it all? It has to be a purpose, but at the way it's going now, it makes no sense.
Well, the purpose is to get rid of those who they don't feel that's equal to them. That's the purpose.
Oh,
that's the purpose. They always thought. Especially as us minorities, they always thought we can't be them. We can't look up to them. Let me tell you about, I ain't trying to get off the subject, but my job here, where I'm working at now, was strictly mostly white people. And when I first came in, they were like, you don't want this job. You don't want this job. But I just sat at a table that was playing cards, and he's saying, you got your house up here, and you got a house in Florida that's being paid for with this job. So what makes you think I don't want the same job that you got? They don't want us to be up there with them. They don't want us to. And I looked at them like they was crazy. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
They're afraid of us, man. They think, especially an educated black man, when you get to a certain level and they see that you're educated and they see that you can have the same thing they can or more, they get scared of you. They get afraid.
Yeah.
They think you're gonna take their position. They think the man that's above both of you will look at you more than they look at them. And that's a problem to them. Because they always wanna be on top. And when they realize that you have just as much power as they have to be on top, or you just as educated as they are, and you can get what they have, and you can pay for their house in New York and their house in Florida just like they are, then they become inferior because that black man shouldn't be where he is. But he is because he's educated, he's smart, and he don't mind working. He done got it out the mud before.
Correct, yeah.
And they don't know how to get it out the mud. See, everything that most people in that area that is from the other side, they moms, they dads, was lawyers and doctors, and they passed on, and my granddaddy left me this, and so my school was paid for. They really hadn't had to work for anything. But when I come in there with my skin color, and I done had to come from the bottom, and I had to work, and I got $100,000 worth college due, student loans and all that type of stuff. I know I got to work twice as hard because I got to pay for my house, I got to pay for my car, I got to pay for my food, I got to pay for my student loan, and then I'm not going to stop until I get to where I want to be, when it was already handed to them. So they know you coming to get what's yours because of where you come from and what it took to get to where they are. And it makes them upset, it makes them mad because they say, hey, I can't compete with that because I don't know how.
They've been afraid of us since slavery time. When way back then, we were already taking in women, and we slaves. When we was just getting education, and we was trying to be something and make something of ourselves, what did they do? They flood our neighborhoods with their heroin stuff. We all became zombies then. Then all of a sudden now we too dangerous. You know, they didn't care nothing about them drugs until white people started getting hooked on it. With them, they gave it to us. It was to keep us down. They mellowed. They ain't thinking about nothing but their drugs. But when they started hitting them white neighborhoods, all of a sudden now it's a problem. All of a sudden,
you know what happened
now,
though? You know what the problem came in.
The slaves wasn't taking these women. They was giving themselves away. I wanted to put.
He wanted to correct me. Well, we might not have been taking any women, but
They went with giving it to us.
They was intrigued
they was
by a black man.
Was nobody taking nothing from us. Yeah.
But the problem with the drug situation, what happened was they put it in our community thinking it was going to hold us back, but we turned around and started selling it and making money. So they was like, oh, man, okay, so now a drug dealer making more money than we making, and we in corporate America, oh, we got to put a stop to that. The black man, he done messed around and took what we made to – hey, it's just like like that story about that the animal that was down in that hole, and they were going to throw dirt on him because they were like, he can't never get out. He started packing it under his feet, and they think, you know, he ended up to the top. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it confused them. They were like, damn, we supposed to bury that black man with this dope. Now he done turned around. He making more money than we making on it, and we put it out there.
And I was exactly.
So that became a problem.
The real problem.
Playground.
See, that's the thing about us.
Playground. Tweety.
In the situation,
hey,
to make it work.
Hold up a minute. I got to step away for a minute. My daughter just walked in. I'll be back, but I'm going to leave the phone on.
Cool.
All right.
So, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Like, the whole mentality, the whole process is crazy. I can never make sense of it. My whole thing is, what I would like to say, if I could have a sit down like with the racist people in the world or the white supremacists of the world, I would honestly like to know, what is it the black man, woman has done to you? What is it? Why are you so angry with us? What have we done to y'all? And that would be
They won't tell you the truth about it.
Well, I would like to know that. Because you can't just keep picking a fight with somebody and don't nobody know what you're mad about. Because that makes you
look crazy
when you do shit like that.
They don't know,
yeah,
sweetie. See, the problem is you can be it's jealousy. You don't have to have a reason to be jealous. You mad,
right?
Because you want it your way and you're not getting it your way, and you got people that is becoming a little more than what you thought they should be, and I'm jealous. I'm upset. I'm disappointed not only in because I thought I can keep them down. I'm disappointed in myself. Because I need to be more than what I am, and I can't be because, guess what? I got to compete with this man over here that don't supposed to be nothing. So when you get competition,
right.
Then you get a man that don't supposed to be winning, and he end up winning, oh, it's a problem. Because he don't supposed to be in this race from the start. And then not only does he not supposed to be in the race, he winning the race. How did he do that? You see what I'm saying? We supposed to be suppressed. Yeah, we supposed to be suppressed from the start. I mean, from way back, like you said, in slavery day. We don't supposed to be able to read. We don't supposed to be able to write.
Yeah, well, we've been reading and writing for a long time. We've been reading and writing, getting degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Starting businesses. We've been doing quite a lot, you know, just... on the back end watching how things work. So just like we was able to sit back and watch how the actual government works, now we know what avenues we need to take to get things changed, to get things done, because that's the only way it's going to happen because of the way that it's set up. So you have to work it the way that it's set up. So we're going to have to get educated, y'all. You're going to have to get educated in these politics. And I know black people hate politics. Like, they don't want to get in it because they feel like there's nothing in it for them. So that's why we got to get in there, y'all, so we can get some stuff in there for us. And it's important. It's just, you need to know. You need to know what your rights are. You need to know, like, what the Constitution is and what it says and the amendments, that the things that's been changed. Like, you need to know all of that stuff. And I am learning. I am getting into it myself because I was not a political person like that. You know what I mean? So, but I've been made to have to really just, you know, go to these links and study these links and read about what's happening and what does this mean and what does that mean, because it's been a long time since I've been in school talking about some constitution and amendments and branches of government and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know it exists and you knew it one time, but that's been a long time ago, so you got to go refresh your memory on a lot of this stuff. But I've been doing that, and I'm suggesting that everybody else do that as well, because you need to know. You need to know who has power to do what, because otherwise somebody can tell you anything and you fall for it. So you need to know what's going on, especially in your surroundings, in your everyday. You know, stuff that affects your everyday, you need to know. And you need to know how it works. So,
That's true.
I don't know. Yeah, that's my little piece, my little 2 cents and everything on that. Okay, you guys, what we're going to do is just hang out over here for like an hour tonight. So I'm going to play some of this Mud Baby Say, and we're going to come back and get ready to get out of here. So you guys don't go nowhere.
Yeah. Trey, you did this, my nigga. Babe. I really be on my Mud Baby shit. Shout out to Brother Promo.
Free my nigga locked down in the chain game, man.
Lock Mike.
Black community faces heightened institutional and cultural trauma, epigenetic trauma, in fact, and we know that we must provide resources on those different forms of trauma. Black political education and then our healing-informed care curriculums are how we plan to shift this culture. Our second goal is focused on increasing engagement. We plan to boost Black voter turnout in key districts across the state by leveraging the relationships we build with individuals through our classes. We recruit some volunteers to host canvassing and lobbying actions, and then together the Block staff, Block participants, and community leaders will come together to push for systemic change at every level of government the Black community needs.
Compilation I played at the beginning of the show with the guy singing. I think he had like a Maxwell song.
Yeah, I heard
his
that.
His name is Thomas Dyer. You guys follow him, subscribe to him on YouTube, and to help push this young man because he's got a great voice. And
okay.
He needs to be heard. I'm gonna try to see if I can get a hold of him, see if we can get him over here for an interview. That is my focus.
Okay.
But, yeah, I love his music. He's doing well in number two. So you guys make sure you subscribe to him and share some of that stuff because he's got some good stuff over there on his YouTube page. And, okay, Real Talk Roundtable is on break right now. Season three has ended. We will start season four on the 26th of January. Y'all be prepared for Real Talk Roundtable to be back. And, of course, we are here on Wednesday for The Other Side at 8 p.m. And we have Total Blackness on Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Okay? And make sure you check out Groundheart Radio. Check out Groundheart Radio at groundheartradio.com. They have shows on Block Talk Radio on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 11 p.m. So y'all make sure y'all check out Groundheart Radio. And Two Factor Media. Check out twofactormedia.com. And make sure you check out those guys and their shows over there. Okay, so I guess that's about it. You can follow us on Instagram at Tweety underscore Bird, BYRD underscore Central. And let us know if you want to submit music, or if you know somebody that's doing music and they may be looking for an interview, have them email me at Tweety Bird, BYRD334ALA at gmail.com. And I'm going to need a bio, a cover art, and two songs, okay? And we'll see what we can do for you guys. All right. I guess Playground is on. It's on you.
This your boy Playground of Dawn. You can find me at Facebook, Marcus Thomas, Instagram, Playground 38. But if you really want to find me, 402 South 9th Street, downtown Opelika, Alabama, Duran's Car Care.
That's what's up. That's
yeah.
What's up. All right, you guys, and we will see you on next Wednesday on Hallelujah. See you next time.
One.